You may have heard that there was impropriety surrounding the elections of officers and NEA representatives in Hawaii's teachers' union. The candidate who would have won, had the results been accepted by the HSTA board, agrees there was impropriety, just not in the way it's been characterized by HSTA. Corey Rosenlee has announced that he's ready to go to court over the union's action. We sat down earlier to talk about it.
We're following the bylaws of HSTA. We held an election. Our elections committee, according to our bylaws, certifies that election, and they did. And once the election committee certifies that election, those results should be given to our members. And they weren't.
And that's what you mean by doing the right thing, just to release it and say, this is it and we're done. But what we're hearing and what the public has also heard is that there was some impropriety surrounding the election and that the board elected not to release the results because of that. You say that that's not true.
There were no complaints filed about anything that happened during the election until they saw the results. And even now, the only complaint that's on file is actually something that the other side did. Everything else has not been gone through.
When we talked to Joan Husted, she said that there were several of the NEA races that were very close by maybe a couple of votes or so. Is that consistent with the information that you know?
That is incorrect. So what happens for the HSTA election is that teachers are emailed the ballot, mailed the ballot, and they're given 2 weeks to vote. Now, HSTA got 12 calls from teachers that say they didn't get the email or mail. And in each of those cases, those teachers were allowed to vote. So at this point, there's not one teacher that can say that when they asked to vote and didn't get the ballot, that they didn't vote.
So that it's not true that afterward there were teachers who came and said, oh, I got my ballot late, or there was a problem electronically?
Every teacher that said, okay, I didn't get my email, doesn't mean they didn't vote. We have a redundant system to deal with this. Teachers are emailed or mailed. And then again, if they don't get something in the first week, they have one whole more week to vote. So in this case, it didn't happen. And none of the races that we're talking about, the three races, the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, none of them were decided by three votes. Most of them were decided by more than 100 votes.
So now as you look at the board and the board's actions, you've also been critical of the board itself that it didn't have the authority to either certify or not certify. They could only reject the results. Is that in some ways splitting hairs with semantics, or is there a real distinction that the rest of us need to understand better?
Our bylaws gives our election committee the right to certify, and there's a reason behind that. You want unbiased people to do this. You don't want people that are running for office or people that are heavily campaigning, and our elections people cannot campaign. They cannot run for office. So that in HSTA, we have set up a body to do this. And the important thing to realize here is they certified, okay? And it would be nice for HSTA to release the vote of that certification. There was a third party that counted the vote. It was our election committee that certified. And our rules state that once it's certified, it goes out to the teachers. The board in our rules does not have that right to certify. In fact, they have the approval of certification. But again, the governance manual conflicts with our bylaws because that certification right is given only to our elections committee. And that's how it's done in our other races for chapters.
You've no doubt told them that. What have they told you?
They won't meet with us. We've asked to talk to them this week, and they said we couldn't do it. The election's coming up soon, and we had, you know, wanted to meet with them, and then they have now stopped communicating with us. When we brought it up, now there's another thing that became a real problematic. When the vote was taken to have a revote, they didn't have enough votes. So what happened was we have a new, it's called an MBI, which is HSTA's version of a bill. When that passed, that MBI said this, that the current officers stay in place until we have a new election and the board is okay with it, basically. We don't have that because we're not shown it. But that basically means that President Okabe, if the board doesn't like any new elections, can stay on forever. That breaks our bylaws. And if it breaks our bylaws, the MBI that was passed is out of order. We shouldn't even have a new election because it was based on a faulty premise.
That's not an unknown situation. We've even seen that happen in the legislature where one bill conflicts with another and then they have to go back and fix it. How is it that with this particular bill or your version of the bill that that wasn't corrected?
They haven't even responded again. Again, an email was sent out to our president and our executive director asking this specific question, and nothing's given to it. And this is the big problem why teachers are so upset. We are a democratic organization. They should know how their leaders voted. They should know the results. They should know what the bill that was passed is. And so a lot of teachers are demanding, tell us. Tell us now what's going on. And when people are not willing to give you information, you know, that looks bad. And in this case, if they're going to say that the election was done so poorly, provide quantifiable evidence of how many teachers didn't get their ballots. You can't just say, well, I didn't get an email. And even the person that says they didn't get an email didn't mean they didn't vote. Again, we have that redundant system.
When we spoke with Joan Husted, she said that this whole situation is eroding the trust of HSTA. You might make that same claim.
I hate that we have to do this. I'm running to be the president of HSTA. I want a strong union. But you also have to stick to your values. I'm a government teacher. I teach my students about democracy. You know, if I were to just say, okay, kids, you know, if you don't like the votes, you just keep on having a revote until you get the election. Like, that's not a democracy. You know, we have rules that we need to follow. In a democracy, the person that gets the most votes wins. And we have to respect those results.
The election is supposed to be held on June 2nd. That's very close to the end of school. How much of a burden does that place on teachers if there is going to be a new election?
I mean, you want to give teachers an opportunity to vote. We want more teachers to vote. In our first election, about 3,400 teachers voted. And in the runoff election for vice president, you know, there's only about 2,100. So instead of making it easier for teachers to vote, we're actually making it harder. Instead of a 2-week window, we're going to make it a 3-hour window. Instead of being mailed to their house or emailed to them, now they're going to have to drive someplace. And as we're speaking right now, they still haven't said where the teachers are supposed to vote. You know, on that day, teachers have graduation. They got to go pick up their own kids. They're running sports or programs. So it's very difficult for some teachers to vote. And as a democracy, we want to make it easier, not harder for people to vote.
So now as you have no communication with HSTA, you say they won't talk to you, and you've held a press conference, what will be really the final straw for you that says we are going to have to litigate?
We have to go to court. And we're confident the rules are absolutely on our side. The elections committee certifies. That's our rule. The people that are on the board should have never been able to vote because most of them are actually on the ballot. I mean, you can't have people who is invested in the election decide for themselves whether it's a good or bad election. I mean, can you imagine if George Bush got to say, well, Obama won, or, you know, McCain got to say Obama won, and we don't like this election? No, that doesn't work that way. And that's why we have an impartial elections committee that decides these things.
From all the other teachers that you're hearing from now, what are they saying to you in terms of their investment in HSTA, not just as the results that they didn't get, you know, aren't a part of the issue, but if they're just looking at their investment in HSTA, is it growing as a union?
Well, I hope it will change. I mean, I'm running not to fight for an election. I'm running because, you know, our students are learning in classrooms that are 100 degrees. They're learning in buildings that are falling down on top of them. They're being taught by the worst paid teachers in the nation. That's why I'm running. You know, and our teachers care deeply about those issues. And they want a union that will protect their issues and fight for them. And so that is why I'm running. And that's what I hope, that we can come together as a union after this election. And remember, we're still a family. Sometimes families fight. But you come back together. And as a union, I'm hoping we can come back together and start fighting our larger issues.
If you take this to court, that's going to be a widening of that chasm. How will you be able to do that?
You know, I think that most of the people are good people. It's not like if, you know, I win, they lose. Oh, great. Now, you know, now we want lower pay. Okay, we're okay now. You know, Corey wants, so we want hot rooms. No, that's not it. I think that we'll come together as a union after this because the larger issues that bring us together. And I'm just hoping, you know, people are invested. this was a political race. When you have two people running, people are passionate, both sides. Okay? And we have to come together after this.
We hope you do. We'll see what happens, whether there's going to be a next election or not. Thank you so much for coming in. Corey Rosenlee is a nationally certified social studies teacher from Campbell High School. He and the Hawaii Teachers for Change Slate have announced they'll go to court over the election do-over that HSTA says it will hold on June 2nd.